Okay, should we start this? I don't know why I'm talking funny.
I don't either, but sure, why not, Mr.
I don't
funny.
Know. Maybe, am I a frog, maybe? I don't know.
You are a frog.
Kind of sound like Kermit, but I sound like Kermit's older brother if he was, like, smoking a lot of weed.
For example. And, you know, it turns out it's kind of interesting you mention that because the other day, this girl said that she recognized me from Vegetarian Club, but I'm pretty sure that I've never met her before.
What? Is that a joke?
It's supposed to be.
Say it again.
Okay. So, oh, you're so cute. So this girl said that she recognized me from Vegetarian Club, but I'm pretty sure I've never met her before.
Met her before.
Herbivore.
Herbivore. Oh, herbivore. Met herbivore. Oh.
Okay, yeah.
Wow, that was a reach. Did you make that up?
No.
Met her before. Herbivore. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Wow. I would never make up like a horrible joke like that now, would I?
Never, ever, ever. So, all right. Well, Okay, I think that's enough of that. That's just enough of that, I think. Because my things need to be rearranged.
That would be a good reason to rearrange. I don't know. That's funny.
It's funny. Yeah, I'm a funny guy. I make you laugh like a clown. Are you funny like a clown? Do I make you laugh? What movie is that from?
Is it from?
That was Joe Pesci in
The Muppets Go to Manhattan.
No, it was Goodfellas.
Oh, okay.
With Ray Liotta and Joe Pesci and.
Ray Liotta, was Luke in there too then?
No, Luke.
Because Ray Liotta, Luke Skywalker. Oh. I don't know. Okay,
no,
I made that one
up,
and that was pretty horrible too. So,
this is Barely Furcasting, featuring Tabin and Injured Nerves audio production.
Welcome and hello and greetings and moobark fluff to all our listeners, viewers, and stalkers. I am your barely normal co-host who doesn't boast. And with me, as always, is that crazy pup, Tabin. Moobark fluff, Tabin. How the fluff are you?
Well, moobark fluff to you, barely. It's great to be here. Thank you for allowing me to crazy pup around once again because, well, you just meant I do that apparently. And it's a good day. I am good. And how are you, Mr. Barely?
Oh, I'm not too bad. You know, I want to discuss something though.
Oh, am I in trouble again?
No. So this is, with COVID, everybody, with the COVID year, we're just going to call it the year of the COVID. So with the COVID year, we've had a lot of businesses went under because they couldn't handle not having the business. And a lot of people started using Grubhub and DoorDash and Uber Eats, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Very convenient.
Yes. And we here at the Barely household use that quite regularly. Living in a large metropolitan area, you can get just about anything delivered to our house now, which is
nice.
Amazing.
Can you get a Hinderfruit?
Well, I've tried. It's on Hindercart, but they seem to be out all the time.
They seem to be hindered by something.
But so the other day I had a hankering for some cookies. Now I know bears and sweets. I know it's a cliche, but
is it?
Really? Honey, sweet things, bears like sweet things.
Like the Pooh Bear. Okay, got it. Okay. Well,
but you're as fast as you need to be, Tabin. You're as fast as you need to be.
I'm as medium as I need to be this.
That's right. So there's a place near, I had a hankering for some cookies. Now I thought, okay, I could go get some cookies. I could make some cookies, or hey, I could have some cookies delivered. And so I went on DoorDash and I ordered some cookies from a place called, I'm just going to call them out. Brandy's All City Sweets.
No, okay.
Have delicious cookies and DoorDash could deliver. And I noticed, when you order, they say to you, would you also like to order this? Here's some really good things that you might like. And one of them was
some bacon on that.
Right. You know, a little slushy type thing that it was a cherry lime slushy. And I love cherry limeades, especially for like Sonic and stuff like that. I thought, oh, yeah, that'd be great. Now, in Oregon, you have to deliver drinks and you have to put a tamper resistant seal on it so that the door dasher doesn't poison you. You know,
oh, that's smart. OK,
right. So I got the cup. And across the hole for the straw was the tamper-resistant seal, okay? The tamper-resistant tape, which means, and you can't peel it off because it's tamper-resistant. It just flakes off. Right. That's the whole point of it, right?
That's the point, okay.
And it's strong, so you can't cram your straw through it.
Oh, uh-huh.
So I had to literally cut a hole in the top to stick my straw through.
Okay.
Now, the funny thing is, this is a plastic cup with a lid that snaps on, right? They didn't tamper seal the lid itself. So the door dasher could have taken the lid off, poisoned me, put the lid back on.
Because if he can drive a car, he's probably smart enough to take a lid off a cup. So.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
So I'm like, so Brandy's All City Sweets, put the tape around the hole and or get different lids that don't have holes.
That.
Yeah. So anyway.
Okay.
But that's interesting. That's my daily or my weekly things that make you go, type of a thing. Yeah. What are you going to do? But how about you? How's your week been? What you been up to? Anything fun? Exciting?
Let's see. Exciting. Oh, wow. Oh, now we're getting like crazy asking if I've done anything fun and exciting. Well, it is fun and exciting. I ran around a little bit and then I did not chase Tail. We know about that.
Well, yes, we know about that.
I pet Tail. Yeah. Tail, I like that. I think Tail purred a little bit. It was kind of surprising and exciting all at the same time.
Your tail purred?
A little bit. And then I think Tail was excited that he purred because then he wagged. So, I mean,
tails don't usually purr.
Well, that's why I was surprised. But,
okay. Oh, wow. Well,
maybe he's learning new tricks or something. But other than that, it's been a pretty just calm week, but it's been a good week. So, yeah, I had no tamper resistant problems. I didn't have a tamper tantrum. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Oh, my fluff.
Before we get to last week today, I want to give our weekly challenge. I want Furs to send us little snippets on the BFFT chat of them cooking a meal in their fursuit. There you go.
There you go.
That's a challenge. So getting to last week today, then. We talked last week about somehow the conversation came up of a lifetime's because of the consolation prizes. That was it.
Oh, yes, yes. Rice Aroni, the San Francisco, and that's not all. You also made yourself look like a jerk in front of your family. Yeah, anyway.
That's the one. So I kind of wondered how much Rice Aroni is a lifetime supply of Rice Aroni.
That's a good question. And did you find out, Mr. Barry?
I did, actually. Wow. According to the company, I actually sent an email to the Rice Aroni company asking this question.
Oh, you did. That's so awesome. I did.
Yeah. And I heard back. Over the last 50 years, Rice Aroni has given a lifetime supply of Rice Aroni to a little over 3,000 individuals.
Really?
Across the
country.
That's
a real, I didn't realize that's an actual real thing.
It's an actual real thing. And according to the company, a lifetime supply of Rice Aroni is 2 boxes a week.
Okay.
Which is equates to about 35 boxes shipped every 4 months. Four months, if you are the recipient of a lifetime supply of Rice Aroni, you get a box, you get a carton of 35 boxes every four months.
This is really good, important stuff to know. I'm really glad we could feel that.
And the recipient does not get to choose the flavor, style, or format of the Rice Aroni. Yes, because they have different styles of Rice Aroni now. So they've got the boxes, and they got bags, and they got instant, and they've got make and stuff like that. So the company says that they usually mix it up in the lifetime supply. And a lot of times they will send the not so popular stuff out to the lifetime supply.
That makes sense. So it's not necessarily an exciting thing if you got a lifetime supply of Rice Aroni, because every 4 months you'll get 35, like a pallet of like this really horrible stuff that you don't know what to do with.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
So there you go. There you go.
CEUs are really racking up now.
Racking up tonight. And then we talked about buffer combat, because we talked about
And I didn't know what that was.
PortCon Maine, and buffer combat is a form of LARP. Do you know what LARP is?
Live action role play, I believe.
You do know what it is.
LARPing, yes.
So boffing or boffer combat takes place mostly at LARPs. It's with soft weapons that look like real weapons, such as swords, maces, lances, etc., etc., etc.
So we've witnessed this. We just didn't know that it actually had a name.
We just thought it was, hey, they're playing with rubber swords. So
that's exactly what I thought. I don't know.
And what do you have?
I actually do have four things.
Four things.
One is, I apologize to any fur because last week when we were talking about Picard, there was a little bit of a spoiler. And so I apologize profusely for that. I hope it didn't ruin your
enjoyment of the show.
Enjoyment of the show. That's what I mean by stuff. Right. Mm-hmm. So that was number one. And number two, question for you, Barely.
Yes.
Who is Donnie most?
Who is Donnie most?
Yeah.
Who is Donnie most?
But I asked you, who is Donnie most?
Oh, have you ever watched the show Happy Days?
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days.
I have. Was
Donnie most was the actor that played Potsy.
Oh, really? My continuing education credits are going way up. I did not know that. Because last week you did your intro and you said, I'm the co-host. That's not Donnie most. And I'm like, who? What? Okay. Now. So that means that if you're like, don't have good balance and running around in the kitchen with not good balance, you're a little potsy.
Yes.
Not a little tipsy. I don't know. Oh, geez.
A little potsy.
I don't know. Anyway.
Anyway, moving right along.
Oh, yeah. So last week you did the Grimm story and everything. And yes. I remember there was this line in there. And I don't know why I love it so much, but there was this line that went, there were much upset.
Yes.
I don't have anything else to say about it, but I took note of that. And shout out to that, I guess. I don't know.
There were much upset. Yes.
There were much upset. And then you had mentioned the game Cat Quest.
Right.
And it sounded really neat. So I looked it up and I've played a little bit of it and I'm really liking it. So for any for out there, there's this game, Cat Quest. Well, there's this other game. I don't remember if it's called Cat Quest, but we talked about it on the show before too, but it's a different one. It came out in 2017, I think, actually. And it's a role-playing game and you're a kitty and there's a lot of amazing kitty puns. And and anyway, it's actually really cool. So I really highly check it out. You can get it on Steam. I think I paid like $13, $14 for it. And there's a Cat Quest 2 also. So a Cat Quest 2 too. Yeah.
a Cat Quest 2 also.
And not even a Cat Quest also 2. But I recommend checking it out. I think it's a well worth $13, $14 or however much I paid for it. And it also won like nominations or won like video game of the year or something like that. So other people like it too, apparently. Yeah. I don't remember if won. I know it was nominated or something. Anyway.
Well, what's the play like?
You're this kitty, of course, and you're running around in this world. You're a kitty running around in the world and you are like from this ancient tribe of dragon slayers or kitty dragon slayer or something. That was thought to be extinct, but apparently you're the last of the Dragon Slayer kitties or something. And so you go on like these quests and things like that. And it's a typical RPG where you earn experience, you do quests, you do side quests. There's a storyline. It's actually pretty cool. Pretty nice, actually. Okay. Yeah. Hey. I like it. And it's, you don't have to, like in some of these games where you run around and do stuff, it takes a long time to get from one city to the next. And that's a little unhappy sometimes. It's like, oh, I forgot my spoon or whatever in landed whatever Mort town. And like you're a little kitty running on the map and you go from town to town like really, really fast. So it's pretty fun and pretty nice.
Well, very cool. Very
cool. I'm looking forward to playing more of it tonight, as a matter of fact.
Are you?
I am. I'm only like a level 8 kitty, but apparently you can go up to like level 150 or something. So I've always liked playing games where there's games that like you level up and get experience and you just get better traits and characteristics as you level up. I've always loved those types of games. And this one has a kitty and kitty puns in it. So that's kind of right up this pup's alley because I'm an alley kitty puppy or something. I don't know.
An alley kitty pup. Well, you know what time it is? It is time for us to post the link for 5 Minute Furs.
5 Minute
Furs. I also want to talk to you, Tabin.
Am I in trouble again this time?
Well, no, it's just that sometimes you get things a little discombobulated on the chat.
I've been known to do that. Yeah.
And we have talked about how furs and folks like my deep baritone voice. And I have said it was the golden dulcet tones. And
yes.
You posted in Twitter that people like to listen to the podcast for Bearley's Golsed Dolan tones.
Oh, and that's actually not
what
right.
That was.
That is not. And I don't. I can understand why you wouldn't know what that was. And then you realized, Taven, you okay.
Uh-huh. I was like, Golsed Dolan? What is Golsed Dolan?
What's
I don't
Golsed
know.
Golsed Dolan? And why did they steal my harmonica?
That might be a good name for a harmonica. The Golsed Dolans. Or it could be a good name for an a cappella group.
Oh,
welcome
yeah,
to the stage, the Golsed Dolan Tones.
Or what's the quartets, those
a barbershop quartet?
Barbershop quartets, yeah, that too, yeah.
The next thing we should talk about while we're waiting for someone to come in, and I'm guessing, I mean, we'll give it the standard 10, but we're going to walk along the beaten path, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know why I find that funny either, but that's...
Let's talk about the Fluffsters Abridged Dictionary. Today's word is Vlandershiel.
And I have to say, mm-hmm. It's really cool. I guess the word is cool. I don't know. I get excited by things easily. But mm-hmm. Coincidence that you put that in, because I happen to be listening to, I don't know what episode was, episode 44, I think, when mm-hmm. I mentioned the word Vlandershiel. And I thought, I don't know if Berlies put that in the list yet. So I went over and looked at the note, and this was the other day. I looked in the notes, and the word of the day was like, wow, what a quinky dink. I thought that was pretty cool how that worked out. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, so Vlandershiel, or shield, not shield. A Vlander shield is entirely different. It's like it's the shield of... Yeah, it's totally
different. Vlander, it's totally different.
Yeah. It's the shield of Vlander. It sounds like one of the Norse gods.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
He's a lesser god, not much like Thor, but, you know. Vlander shield finds its origins in Belgium. And it's a two-part word. So Vlander with two A's... Mm-hmm. And the umlaut over the second A is a type of vegetable similar to a Brussels sprout.
Oh, I like Brussels sprouts, actually.
And it's sometimes heart-shaped. As you pointed out, it could be ear-shaped or moo-shaped, but it's a strange shape.
Well, the reason I say that is because you had wrote ear-shaped, and a lot of times if there's a typo, I correct them or something. But this one was so good, I left it ear-shaped. And so that's why I said ear shaped or anyway. That's
or heart-shaped, yes. Or moo-shaped. It could be moo-shaped. You never
know. Or even moo-shaped.
Or even moo-shaped. And it's dark green. Now, a sheel, S-H-E-E-L, means to peel or strip away.
Does it have an umlaut too?
It does not. It's just two E's.
It's just two E's, okay.
Yeah.
Two E's or not two E's? That is the question. Do we really want to make this difficult?
No, we want to make it as easy as possible. So to shield means to strip or peel away. So to Vlandershiel means to strip or peel away the outer portion of the Vlander. And since it is heart-shaped, to Vlandershiel means to open your heart to others and to peel away the hard parts of your heart.
Oh,
so I think
nice.
It's a very furry word, as we often give our hearts, our open hearts to others in the furry fandom.
We do. And, you know, also some surgeries, you have an open heart.
So, and the surgeon is Vlandershieling your heart, clearly. So
there you go.
If I have to go in for open heart surgery anyway, I'm going to ask them to Vlandershiel my heart and just lock me up. I swear.
And so when they get done, they sew you up and everything. And then all of a sudden you have like Brussels sprouts, like all floating around in you because they misinterpreted what Brussels sprout.
Exactly.
And at least you'll be continuously healthy though.
That's true. Cause I'll have Brussels sprouts, not spouts, Brussels sprouts.
Are
entirely different, I think.
They go along with the Vlandershiel. So
yes,
fully different.
The Vlandershiel and the Brussels spouts are.
I love it. I like it.
You have a new song. What is this?
It's not really a new song. It's something I did yesterday, and so I thought I'd share it with every fur. But I guess I
with
do that
listeners.
All the time. But so this is a song in boop bop. In the language bop. Of boop bop.
Okay, and well, let's hear your let's song see. In the language of boop bop. Is it in the key of? Is it in the key of fluff?
It is definitely in the key of fluff. And okay. I think you might recognize the tune, as a matter of fact. So we'll hear if you recognize the tune. It goes like this. Boop, 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 booty, booty, body, boop, 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 bop, booty, bop, bop, doobie, boopie, dop, bop, booty, bop, bop, doobie, doobie, boop, 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 booty, bop, 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 booty, bop, bop, booty, bop.
I do not recognize the tune or the melody. No.
Oh, my fluff. Oh, my cow. Mm. Barely. Okay, here it goes. Mm. Try the rye or the Kaiser or the wheat or the white. Oh. Maybe I can suggest an appetizer. Stay away from the tuna. It smells funny tonight. But you just can't go wrong with the rye. Or the Kaiser.
So, you know, speaking of Weird Al, which we weren't because that was a Weird Al song, but because you sang the song, that makes it speaking about Weird Al. Several episodes ago, and I can't remember when or what episode it was, but we talked about the singing artist a long time ago that was pre-Weird Al, and Alan Sherman, the Hello Mudda, Hello Fada.
Yeah, 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 that's right. Yeah.
Did you ever look that up or listen to any of his songs?
Hello Mudda. Hello, Fada. Here I am at Camp Granada.
I've heard that song before. Since we talked about it, I have not looked it up or seen any more of his songs.
Okay. All right.
I'm naughty.
I was just wondering. I mean, you know, that's the way it goes.
You should drop in the official Hello, Mada. Hello, Utter.
Fada.
Fada.
Hello, Utter.
Hello, Utter.
Hello, Mutter. Hello, Utter.
Hello, Utter. Cow is foddering with a string.
No. Cows don't eat their fodder. Only horses eat their fodder. Remember?
Only horses. Yes, that's right. That's right.
Oh, speaking of that, you and I did the Who's on First, What's on Second routine many episodes ago.
Yes.
So I've been doing this kind of stuff, like what we're doing right now on this podcast, for years. When I was a child, when I was 11, 12, 13 years old, 14 years old.
Oh, really?
With a friend of mine when I lived in New Jersey. And we had little cassette recorders and we would do these type things like you and I are doing right now.
Oh,
literal shows that we would record on cassette tape. Nobody ever listened to them. We just kept them.
You just kept them. Okay.
And I found a bunch of those.
Oh.
The other day.
That's awesome.
And I found a player to play them.
Do we get to hear?
Yes,
one?
We'll get to hear some. Yes.
So
my friend Jim and I at 12 years old did the Abbott and Costello routine of Who's on First, What's on Second.
And that's amazing.
I want to find out to fill his needs.
Oh, as long as it's okay with the audience.
I'm crazy about baseball.
Will you stand up? Yeah, pick up your hat there. Yeah, go pick it up.
Okay.
Now look. Then you'll go and peddle popcorn and I don't interrupt my act. Then after I tell you, won't interrupt my act?
Yes.
All right. Strange as it may seem, they give baseball players nowadays very peculiar names.
Funny names?
Nicknames.
Not as funny as my name, Sebastian Dinwiddle.
Oh, yes.
Funnier than that?
Oh, absolutely. Now, on the St. Louis team, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out. I want you to tell me the names of the fellows on the St. Louis team.
I tell you, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
You know the fellows' names?
Yes.
Well, then who's playing first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The fellow playing first place for St. Louis.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who's on first?
Well, what are you asking me for?
I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. Who is on first?
And I'm asking you, who is on first?
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who is on first?
The Golson Dulcet or whatever it is tone was not there yet.
Okay. Say it after me. Golden.
Golden.
Dulcet.
Dulcet.
Tones.
Tones.
Golden, dulcet, tones. It's three words.
Golden, dulcet, tones.
There you go.
Rye or Kaiser.
Kaiser, right. All right, so we have gone past our 10-minute mark for 5-minute furs for the wait, so we're not going to wait any longer. I've taken the link down. I want to do a thing with you, because you do things with me all the time.
I do. I do.
So, you do.
You're like, the amount of patience you have with me is just insane. I don't even know how you do it.
So, I need you to get a piece of paper.
Got a piece of paper?
Or something to write with. Okay.
I got a thingy.
Now, I want you to write the word eat on it. E-A-T.
E-A-T.
So, if you put an S in front of that word, what does that word become?
Seat.
If you put an M in front of that word, what does that word become?
M in front of it?
Yeah, take the S away and put the M in front.
Mrs. Eat?
No. Just take the S away.
Oh, take the S away. M. Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So you can write
M
down.
M in front and you got Mrs. Eat.
No.
Okay.
No.
Instead, you get meat. Meat.
Meat. All right. So if you erase the M and put an N in front of it, what do you get?
You get neat.
Okay. If you erase the N and put a CH in front of it, what do you get?
Cheat.
Okay. If you put an H in front of it, what do you get?
Heat.
Okay. Now, here's an interesting thing about the English language. Put a GR in front of it. A GR.
Oh.
What does that say?
Not greet, but
no.
Great. That's
great.
Okay. I see. Yeah. That's true. That's very interesting. English language, I tell you.
It's so weird. It's like every word, seat, meet, neat, beat, cheat, bleat, feet.
Bleat. Feed heat, everything.
Wheat, pleat,
and
great.
Wheat has an H in it, but you don't change that.
No, but and then great. It's like,
and then great.
What?
Like, what? Where did that come from?
It's like, no. It
if you want to say great, you have to change like more than one letter. You can't.
That was one of those, I call those one of those 1 a.m. thoughts. I was laying in bed. I couldn't sleep. And it was like, heat, beat, cheat, great, great. Wait a minute. Great.
Wait a minute. Great.
No. What?
Yeah. Well, that doesn't make sense. So I must be dreaming. Did you like the next day have to think, I had this weird dream. I've got to write this
down. I did.
Down
I was sure like, what is this? What was that all about? Yeah. So that was just kind of the weirdest thing to me. So
that's, I agree. That's crazy times. English like doesn't make any sense. I would hate to like not like be like raised in another language or something where another language was my first language and I had to learn English. Do you know how hard it must be to learn English? I mean,
probably about as hard it is to learn Japanese.
Maybe. Although you've got all these like exceptions in English. So I don't know.
Oh, yeah. So many exceptions.
Like the great thing. We
sounds
should just
like
all talk in Mubark Fluff or something because that makes
that's
more
right.
sense to me.
Mubark Fluff, furry speak, henlows, and all that kind of stuff. So let's move along to our media sections, shall we? All right. What have you been watching? Let's start with you. What have you been watching this week?
Start with me. Oh, well.
I'm gonna start with you. Yeah.
That's crazy talk.
We're going to mix it up.
That's not great. That's just great. First of all, I have a question. You know, like you're watching a show or a movie or something, you know, someone comes home from the store or whatever and goes in their house and they open up the door and then they close the door and that's it. What is your thought on that? There's something missing in that scenario.
They come in and open the door and shut the door?
Yeah.
Should they not shut the door after they open it? I'm
curious.
They
should shut the door, but they should do, well, actually, most furs would probably disagree with me with what I think should happen. Like, for some, it bothers me when they just shut it and don't lock the door.
Oh, the front door.
The front door, or, well, any door that they come in. I don't know. I think most furs don't, and that's fine. I think we all know there's something wrong with me, and that may just be another.
Just another level. It's just another level of weirdness, David. Well, let me ask you a question then. You're in a room right now. Is the door locked?
It's not, because it's not the door to the outside.
Oh, it's only the outside door, the exterior door.
Yeah, yeah. The back door, the front door, whatever.
And I'm going to tell you right now, in my neighborhood where I live, I know all my neighbors, and I tell all my neighbors and friends when they come over,
just
knock and open the door and come in. Because
they do have to knock. Okay.
They have to knock to just announce their presence. So like if I'm like sitting in my underwear or something, you know.
For example.
If they knock, I can throw something over my underwear and sit so that I look like I'm naked under a blanket instead of just sitting in my underwear, which would be better than assuming that I'm naked now that I think about it. So maybe I should just not wear my underwear around, or maybe I should wear clothes around my house. Anyway,
this is going in. I am causing so many
We are going so far off the rails. Yes.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, my cow. Anyway.
Oh, my cow.
So I don't lock my door when
okay.
I'm home.
No, I mean, I think
I let
a
my
lot
neighbors
of
to
people
walk in.
Don't, but and, yeah. and that's, but I'm a little bit of a weird fluff. So I'm not, I'm okay with furs not locking their door. It's just, it, when I see that in a show, it like, I have trouble somehow with it. But
oh, like when you're watching, oh, in the movies, you're not talking yeah. about when somebody comes into your house when you're watching a movie.
Well, that too. Oh. I mean, this is real life and in movies. This is.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Okay. Anyway.
Anyway.
Oh yeah, we're talking about what I've been watching. Somehow.
Yes. What have you been watching?
So that came out because I was watching the show. I think you might or might not remember because it's been a while. But at one point, I talked about how I was watching the show called Special.
I don't remember, but you're special.
Was it a show about me? No, actually, it's not. So we watched like season one of the show called Special. It's really good. I think it's about a gay man that has cerebral palsy. It doesn't focus on the cerebral palsy. It's just part of who he is. And so, you know, that comes up and everything sometimes. But it's a pretty interesting show. I really like it. So we watched season one and season two came out recently. So we started watching season two. And the whole question about the lock is that in the episode I was watching just the other day, the mother comes home and shuts her door. Mm-hmm. And then she does the next thing that she does. And I noticed that she does not lock her door. And that made me realize, oh, yeah, I notice this all the time that in shows, people don't lock their doors when they come in the house, which is totally normal and fine. But I noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so well, there's there you that. Go. But of course, I am a pup and it's hard to like lock things with my pawsies anyway. So maybe I right. just have like these, I want to be able to do that. So maybe that's why I feel left out or something. Anyway, so that's what that whole thing. I'm so sorry. I did that. It wasn't supposed to. Okay. Anyway, hi. So we hi. Also finished. How are you doing, Barely? It's so good to see
I'm
you
again. I'm doing great. It's summer. Well, it's almost summer, but it's great. So it's what else have you been watching?
Oh, yeah, that. So we finished the season two of Man with a Plan. Still a great show. Really like it. There's another season. Mm-hmm. There's a few more seasons. So I'm looking forward to look at the next, see the next season. Finished watching the season of Picard. Talked about this.
Yeah, you mentioned that last week. Yeah.
Such a good show. I think last week we still had like two more episodes to go. So we finished it over this last weekend. And the last episode is so good. Oh, it's such a good show. Mm-hmm. Thank you for reminding me to tell me to watch that because it's so good. And what else? Oh, yeah, South Park. So for my lunchtime things, I've been going back and watching old South Park episodes. South Park's so great, of course. Now, did you know, and you probably mm-hmm. knew this at one point and you might remember, episode 200. So this is episode 5 of season 14.
Okay.
You cannot, very specific, Taven. Thank you. But
yes, thank you. For those that want to look it up, it's episode 200, episode 5 of 14 or something.
And it's actually called, the title of the episode is also called 200. And it's a two-parter. Okay. It's a two-parter. Oh. And I'll bet you can guess what part two is titled
201.
It's 201. Called 201. Yes, exactly.
There you go. All right. Yay.
Very creative. This is an episode that you cannot find. Like, you can't watch this. You can't, like, I'm sure somewhere in the deep dark web or something you can find it, but you cannot find this. You can't. I mean, you can go on YouTube, you can go on Amazon, you can go on South Park Studios, you can go on Google. You cannot watch this.
Why?
So this was the episode where they talked about and showed Muhammad, and there was this thing. Yes. Mm-hmm. Apparently, I was reading about this. I didn't realize Matt and Trey apparently were their lives were threatened from the Israeli government or mm-hmm. something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and of course they make fun of all of that in a future episode.
Of course they do. Yes.
They do a very good job with that. But so that's what that episode was. And that's why you can't see it. And this came out because I was watching a later episode. Oh, it's called Cartoon Wars. So watch the episode. It's a 1 and 2-parter called Cartoon Wars, where Cartman goes and tries to get Family Guy taken off the air. And so there's like Family Guy. There's a cameo with Bart Simpson drawn very badly because that's Matt and Trey did that. So, but it was very funny. And they referenced the Muhammad stuff and everything. But anyway, those were very good episodes. And so Long story short, way too late.
Yes.
That's what I've been watching.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome possum. I have started watching Treadstone on Hulu.
I don't think I've heard about this.
Treadstone, if you are familiar with the Jason Bourne series of books and movies.
Yes, yes.
Treadstone was the Black Ops thing that created Jason Bourne.
And
so it's a story. It's a spinoff of the Jason Bourne movies, and it's about the company, quote unquote, they called it, that created the super secret spies.
That's cool. And that must be pretty interesting.
It's pretty interesting. It's only one season. Didn't get picked up for a second season, but it's on Hulu, and it's like, okay, yeah.
Might be worth a watch.
And then I watched with a friend of mine who had never seen it before. I watched The Birdcage, which is like required watching.
It is. So is your friend must be like way straight or something. Is that?
No, he is Nathan Lane in The Birdcage gay.
And he has never seen it. Even heard of it?
He hadn't.
Take away that man's gay card, right?
Well, so I put it on because he was hanging out over here. We put it on and I says, you have never seen this? He's like, no. I was like, I mean, we literally stayed up late on a school night to watch this movie.
Well, it's worth it. It's worth it.
And as Nathan Lane is doing his things, he's like, oh my God, that's me.
So when you just like, said literally, yep. It's like Nathan Lane on Birdcage. You were serious.
I was serious. And he even recognized, and he kept saying things like, oh, I would wear that outfit. I would wear that outfit.
Okay, that's awesome. That's actually awesome. I'm really glad he hadn't actually seen it before because that's pretty awesome.
But the problem is he's one of those guys that likes to talk during a movie. I understand you're at home and you can talk during a movie. And I kept telling him, oh, wait, watch this. Now watch. Now here it comes. Now wait, there's something really funny going to happen here. So I had to keep telling him that so he would shut the F up.
Oh, my. I'm glad we're on the same wavelength of that because this pup, yeah. I cannot. Nope. Maybe it's one of those other layers of me, but
right. No, I mean, if you want to talk about something, it's like push pause. We can talk about something. And I did that a couple of times because he would talk over a key part of the movie.
Oh, so I had to push pause
to explain to him why things, especially if it's going to come back later in the movie, you kind of need to know these things.
It can be important.
Like a watch pinch.
So that was a journey.
It was a journey, but it was fun. It was fun to watch himself. On the movie.
Yeah.
And definitely. The fact that he was watching that and watching his reactions was hilarious to me. So.
Oh, I bet. That's
so awesome. That was fun. And then a couple of days before that, my same friend was over and he says, let's watch a movie. And so we tuned into HBO and we watched the movie, Those Who Wish Me Dead.
I have not heard of this.
It's a 2021 movie. It was made for the theaters and of course didn't release in the theaters because, well, the year of the virus. So HBO picked it up and released it.
I like what you did with your hands right there.
It's like the year of the virus. So I know I shouldn't make fun of the year of the virus. Many people have died. Many people have lost people. Think I lost three friends. So I understand. But the movie, it was a vehicle.
I love how long it's taking you to get to that point. That's awesome. Yes.
It's a vehicle for Angelina Jolie's comeback.
Oh.
Because, you know, she's been in some pretty crappy movies, and she has not hit a home run with this one either.
So she's not done.
No, I mean, she did a great job acting in this movie, but the movie was just not much there. There was no background. There was no reasoning for why she was put in the considerations that she was put in. Let me give you the synopsis. Still reeling from the loss of three lives, Hannah is a smoke jumper who's perched in a watchtower high above the Montana wilderness. She soon encounters Connor, a skittish boy who's bloodied, traumatized, and on the run in the remote forest.
Okay, so okay. That's yeah. Okay.
As Hannah tries to bring him to safety, she's unaware of the real dangers that follow. Two relentless killers hunting Connor, and a fiery blaze consuming everything in its path. Now,
so is there a dragon hour or something?
Yeah, there's a fire. It's a forest fire because the relentless killers start the forest fire smoke out the boy. The boy has things, but there's no backstory.
Like, where did that come from?
Well, I mean, you know, his father gets murdered. These two guys murder him. And, you know, I'm not going to worry about spoilers because it's not a great movie.
So it's not even worth doing it.
Okay. It's not even worth watching. When it was over, I looked at my friend and I says, well, there's 90 minutes I will never get back.
Right.
It's so bad.
I like hearing when there's a show I should not watch. And those are the spoilers I'm okay with.
Yeah. It's like, and it was done. It was like, okay, well, they never told you what the son is like, or the dad is like, remember I told you I was an accountant, a forensic accountant? Well, that means I found something. And it's like, okay, what did you find? It's like, well, here, take this. If something happens, go to the media. What was it? Then they never revealed what it was.
They never did, but really.
Revealed what it was. And these two guys are chasing this kid because they killed the dad. Okay. And the kid was in the car. And now he's running and they start a forest fire to smoke him out and get him out and kill him. And then Angelina Jolie and her boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, who's the sheriff, they wind up, you know, shooting and killing and all this other kind of stuff. And there's a forest fire. And at the end, the forest fire goes out and they leave and then the credits roll. And I'm like, what?
Yeah,
okay. The killers are dead. The kid's probably still in danger because there's got to be other killers out there that know what he knows. And he's going to go talk to the media
about this thing that we don't know what it is.
Right. And he doesn't. And then they don't even show him talking to the media. He's like, what happens now? And she says, well, you're going to talk to the news and then things will be better. And then credits roll. And I'm like,
what?
What?
That doesn't sound like a very good movie at all.
No, it was awful. And that's what I've been watching.
Okay, great. 90 minutes, you'll never get back. You know, when you first started talking about that, it reminded me actually of the South Park episode, Cartoon Wars, because I really recommend first go watch these episodes again, Cartoon Wars Part 1 and 2. They do knocks on Family Guy all over the place. And like, you know how Family Guy is like, I can't believe your mom didn't come over today. And Peter's like, you think that's bad? What about that time I ran into the hockey stick with my cow with a shoelace? Or, you know, right. It's just all random. And so they explain why in this episode, they explain why we get these jokes like that on the show. So it's actually really good. One of Cartman's big issues with the show is that how all the jokes have nothing to do with the actual storyline. And so that's like a total running theme throughout the entire two episodes. It's actually really good episode. So I recommend it.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, after that movie was over and I said, there's 90 minutes, I'll never get back. I thought to myself, I imagine that's what our listeners think in our podcast. well, there's an hour and a half, I'll never get back.
And these days, there's 2 hours I'll never get back.
That's right.
Yeah. So I'll try it again next week because maybe it'll get better. And then same thing. There's another 2 hours
I'll never get back. Yeah. All right. So anyway.
Oh, that's funny.
All right. I suppose we should probably get to our guest tonight.
Oh, yeah. Our poor guest. Right. We have a guest.
Our guest tonight is the Tater.
The Tater.
And she talks to us a little bit about her followers who are called the Tater Tots, which is hilarious.
It's amazing and wonderful. And what is it with me and bop tonight? I have a big bop thing going on.
You say bop a lot. I think if you go back and listen to it, you hear that a lot.
Oh, I'm just like actually noticing that now or something. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
So maybe we'll be talking to the Tater bop in a second.
Let's get to Tater.
Okay.
Joining us today is a Tater, or the Tater, as
the Tater.
They are known on Telegram. Welcome to the show, Tater. How are you tonight?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me here.
You're quite welcome.
Hi, I wag.
Hi, I wave.
Hi. Good.
Taven's easily amused. Taven, do you have some questions for Tater?
I do. My first one is, how are you on this evening, Tater?
I'm doing really good. I'm really excited to be here. I'm slightly nervous, but I'm doing good.
Oh, Well, just remember, I am just a pup and I run around. And I realize that is very nerve-wracking sometimes because, oh no, the plant, don't knock that over.
Oh,
and
no.
I do anyway sometimes. Oh no. But we'll see how it goes though. We'll see how many plants and lamps I cannot tip over tonight. And that
Keep
is exciting.
Tally.
Yeah, it's okay.
If you put a plant in a lamp, is that a plamp? Crickets. I hear crickets. Okay, super. All right.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't trying to respond to that one.
So, speaking of responses, how long have you been a furry? And how long have you been in the fandom, Tater?
I've been a furry, I guess. I made my first fursona. It was back in, 2004. But I guess I didn't really know anything about the community or anything. Or, there was actually more than just, hey, look, there's DeviantArt, until, 2012. That's when I did, mm-hmm. my first fur con and made my first fursuit and all that kind of good stuff.
Oh, you made your first fursuit. I did not know that.
Yeah.
You're even more artistic than I knew. I knew you were very artistic and creative, but wow, so much is going on right now. So what brought you to these wonderful things? How did you get a fursona? How did you become furry? What made you help you realize about the community?
I really kind of started with a friend of mine, because I draw a lot before the furry thing took over. I did a lot of anime drawings and Dragon Ball Z and stuff like that. And my friend's like, hey, you know how to draw a furry? And I'm like, what in the heck is that? So they kind of opened the door to the rabbit hole that is furries, and just, I kind of dove into it.
There were bunnies all over all of a sudden.
So many bunnies.
You went down that rabbit hole and look what happened.
Yeah.
Great. Nice. And so, what was your first con then?
It was Rainforest. It was Rainforest 2012.
Oh, okay. Did it coincide when you got into the community and realized there was a fandom, or did you find out about the fandom then had to move into it slowly before you could go to a con?
I kind of started in 2004, and I slowly started making myself fursonas, and then everyone around me needed a fursona, and I started doing that. And then I actually realized that furry cons were even a thing. I had no idea mm-hmm. there was even an option. I knew anime cons, but
yeah, but fur con, that's crazy. Well, that's really cool that everyone around you wanted a picture from you of their fursona. That's pretty exciting.
I don't know if they wanted it so much as I kind of softly shoved it in their direction and said, hi, I drew
you. See. That sounds like a really great way to inadvertently get furs into the fur fandom.
It is slowly recruiting.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean, this fluff? I don't know what you're talking about. How did that get there?
Oh, weird.
So what is your fursona?
My fursona is a little finnick fox. It's a super fluffy little finnick fox with a big ol' butt scarf. And then if you want to talk fursuits, I do have Tater as a fursuit, but my other more popular known suit is Rook, which is my not so red panda.
Oh.
He's blue colors, and he's a beach theme, loves pineapple, and that's just kind of his jam.
Huh.
Pineapple.
A not so red panda. I like
yeah.
that.
He's all blue colors, blues and greens.
Yes, that's not very, very red, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, so things all of a sudden. So the fox thing, is that you've got your little picture right behind you to your, it would be to your left. Look to your left.
That left?
Yeah, that left. Okay, no, you guys are doing it. Now look, and then move your hand up a little bit. Move your paw, I should say, up a little bit. Up a little bit more. No, up to, go back to the other side.
I am up.
Tabin, what are you doing?
Okay, you have this sign, stay calm and stay foxy, right?
I didn't know you could yes. see that, actually.
I can
that
see
that.
That
makes so much more sense.
Oh,
on my screen, it cuts off right here, and it goes back.
Oh, yeah, so there...
So for all our listeners that are listening,
yes.
this is an audio broadcast and no one can see what you're pointing at. So nice. Okay.
So I wanted you to point at that because I noticed that, and that's
yes.
your thing. So that's your fox? Is that that's
yeah.
what I'm trying to get to? That's your fox?
Yeah, that's Tater, my fursona.
Okay. Crazy. Okay. That was a lot of fun. That little
That was a
game
journey.
We just did That was quite a journey.
We go on journeys a lot on this.
Yes, and you've met me before, so you weren't surprised. No, it's kind of a journey with me a lot of the times and stuff. So why the tater then?
So, okay, the tater actually comes from a nickname that my dojo sensei gave me. A lot of people think it's related to, like, the Ron White tater salad thing, which I can't stand, because I hear it all the time.
The what?
Ron White, he's a comedian. He makes some stand-up thing about, like, having an alias known as tater salad.
They call me tater salad.
Well... You can be happy to know that I have no idea who that is, so I won't do that to you. Although now that I know, maybe I'll do that to you, but we'll see.
But yeah, no, actually, most people don't know is that I teach martial arts, at least I used to. And my dojo sensei, my first class, he was like, hey, Taterhead's teaching the class today. And it just stuck. He called me that for just years after that. So when I started doing artwork, I didn't want to use my normal name. So I just stuck with the tater, or tater. But tater's actually taken on a lot of stuff, which is surprisingly.
Really? That is surprising. So was there a reason he said tater, or was it just like, it happened?
It just happened. It was a funny nickname to give me, sort of a thing. It's kind of like a dad joke, I guess.
So I have to, wait a minute, I have to ask, do you have any children? And if you do, are they called tater tots?
I don't have children, but I do have my fans and like my younger followers, and I call them my tater tots.
Nice.
Or like,
that's awesome.
I'm on TikTok a lot, and then my hashtag for that is Tater Tot Army. So then they're my tater tots.
Nice. Okay. All right.
That works. No, that totally works. So what martial arts did you do, or do you do? Did you do?
I did Taekwondo for a long time, and then I picked up Jiu-Jitsu for a little while, but that kind of messed up my shoulders a lot.
Yeah, I was just going to say that probably messed something up, and that's why you don't do that anymore.
Yeah. They expect you to fly over things, and I fall real well. I don't fly real well.
Taters don't, you know, I mean, you can throw them.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have all the eyes so they can see where they're going.
We bounce really well, but...
You bounce real well. Okay. Hi. I don't know. So, Tater, let me ask you, how are you doing?
I'm dandy. I'm not so nervous now. How are you doing?
Okay. That's good. You shouldn't be nervous at all.
No, now that I actually spoke, it's like, yeah, no, I'm not nervous. In fact, let me out of here. So before we let you out of here, how long have you been drawing and what got you started?
I have been drawing for since I can remember. I know somewhere around here I have artwork from when I was like 3 or 4, drawing little dog people and stuff.
Ooh, little dog people. Yeah. I'm a little dog fluff.
You are. You're a little pup.
I am. Look at that. She knows. I'm so proud.
I've had to draw that a couple of times.
You have.
Yeah, I guess kind of what got me started into it was like my mom, she did art as a hobby. So then I just kind of picked that up. And then just being influenced about stuff around you, like cartoons, like Scooby-Doo and like the Lion King and stuff like that. And it's a real good way to like be an icebreaker and make friends is just drawing things for people. It's like, I'm actually kind of shy. So I'm just like, oh, hey, look, I drew you a thing. Okay, bye.
Just like way back when, that's how you got all the furs started. Like you just, here, I drew you. Okay, bye.
Pretty much. I drew this and then I would just run off.
Nice. Or rolled off as the case may be, because taters, well, no, they bounce. Maybe you bounced off.
It was a drive-by drawing.
Yeah, exactly.
Drive-by bouncing drawing. Yes.
Yeah. There you go.
So Rain Raccoon, you know who that is?
Yeah.
Because he's the one that reached out to you. So Rain and I have the same question on the same front, in the same vein, as you will. How did you get to be such an awesome artist?
Thank you. Okay, first off, that's just really sweet. Honestly,
now you're a sweet tater.
No, yeah, I'm a sweet potato. But honestly, it has a lot of practice. It's like any other skill. Just like, I'm sure how you learned how to sit, you had to do it for a while and a couple of times. But yeah, then just meeting...
We should say that again. I missed something there.
It's like you learning how to sit. I'm sure like it took a while. You needed some puppy treats. Teach you how to sit.
Yes, that's
catch
true.
The tail.
That is true. Yeah. Which I learned the hard way not to catch the tail anymore, but that's a different story. But yes, it's true. It did take a while to learn that. And then to wag while you sit, that's actually quite a difficult thing to do. But I had to learn, just like you had to learn to perfect your wonderful artistry.
Yeah, and then I had a lot of people around me that draw a lot. I had some, my friends, Ishara Hearts, if you guys look her up, she's on Twitter. She helped me a lot to learn. My friend Spiffy helped me out, kind of learning positions and stuff like that. And I'm still learning, and I think that's the best way for you to continue to be a good artist is to know that you don't know anything, just to keep learning.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, nice. Well, we can't wait for you to get more possum.
Thank you. I try.
Tater possum. So it sounded like you actually... No, you started out with anime, not furry stuff.
Yeah, well, I started off, I guess we wanted going Disney, drawing a lot of Disney stuff. The Lion King was a big inspiration for me growing up, so I would draw that all the time. And that's kind of how you start, I feel like, learning to draw is you see something and you want to draw it, and then after a while, you draw Simba so many times, you could draw Simba in your own style.
Oh.
And you kind of take your own method to things to make it your own.
Do you still have some of your original Tater Simbas?
I do, somewhere. I think it's in my storage next door.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
For all you listeners out there, it's in the storage next door.
Yep.
That is the answer to life, the universe, and everything. It's not 42, everything. Like you might think. It's actually the storage next door.
You just gotta open the door.
It turns out that it's easier to like walk through the doorway if you open the door first. I found out numerous times you should really open the door first.
Yeah. Doors are hard.
They are. They really are. So how would you, Tater? Barely is like, Taven, what are you? What? Tater, how would you
me.
Characterize your Monday and Sunday, your art style?
My art style, it's very cartoony. It's very almost Disney-ish in a sense, at least I feel. A lot of the times I'm known for like my chibi stuff, like my Telegram stickers and stuff like mm-hmm. that. Which those are pretty popular. I can do like actual looking animal things, but most of the time people just want my chibi stuff, which is fine. I love doing it, but it's very cartoonish.
Define chibi. I don't know what that is.
Oh gosh, I should look that word up before I started saying it.
That's okay. How would you define it?
How I would define it is
yeah.
Your proportions, everything's very small and very dainty. How do I not have any of it around me though?
That is a good
it's okay.
point.
I'm not looking. It's all right. I was just wondering. You mentioned it, so I was like, I hadn't heard that term before, yeah, so I thought I'd ask.
It's for like you see it sometimes in like animes and stuff like that too. Where instead of having normal body proportions, everything's shrunk down to like if you use a head scale.
Oh,
everything's like a two head
gotcha.
Scale.
So okay. like Katie's persona that she did. That's mm-hmm. yeah, and
gotcha.
And
gotcha.
My stickers.
Okay. Yeah.
You did right. some of my stickers, and they're beautiful and wonderful, and you're wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Right, and you did Maritza's stickers too. So
did Maritza's.
Yes,
stickers
I did.
Too.
Yeah, Maritza the crow.
In case you didn't know, we're just telling you because maybe you
yeah,
didn't
I mean
you
know
you
did
that.
What you've done, but yeah, so.
Maybe I mean I don't know. So do you have any, so different artists have different, you know, sometimes they have some characters, some recurring characters they draw. Some artists just like draw things just because they want to draw them. Do you have any like certain characters that you'd like to draw over and over again? Obviously, at one point you drew Simba over and over again, but has there become a character of your very own that you draw over and over?
I mean, besides like my fursona to kind of, you know, just to put in places, I do draw... Some I draw people as well sometimes.
Oh.
Some characters that I draw a lot. I do a lot of role playing, especially like on Discord, like with my girlfriend and stuff, because she's writing a book and we kind of help work out the storylines. And
nice.
We have two characters there, and I like to draw scenes from that.
Oh.
Yeah, like one's a werewolf, the other one's a water elementalist, and they just, it's cute, and it's lovey-dovey and all sappy. But I draw that a lot. I used to draw, going back to lions, I drew kind of storylines for that, but I never did like a comic because I am super lazy. I want to do
no.
comics, but I'm so lazy I cannot stay focused on them.
I see. But that, you know, that's pretty cool that you are doing like you're role playing it out, and then, you know, that actually gives life to your artisteric, that's not a word, but your artisteric storyline. So that's actually pretty cool. I mean, I don't know what most artist like process is, if they just sit down and draw or whatever, but I think that's pretty cool that you actually like act it out first and you're just doing it.
Yeah, it helps give inspiration on how to draw it too, and just doing the scenes and stuff like that. It's like reading something from a book and wanting to draw it out.
Right. And you get more of an insight of the personality too, because well, that gives you more insight. Yeah, and stuff. Do you ever draw? You do, actually. I know the answer to this. So I'll just say and see if my answer matches yours. Okay. Do you ever draw a potato?
I do. I do draw a potato. Actually, I tattooed a potato on my knee.
On your knee?
Yeah.
A potato on your knee.
That's interesting. And is it the, because you have a potato with a kitty. So it's like a kitty with a potato fursuit.
It's actually my fursona. It's a little fox.
Oh.
But
okay.
A little fox. Yeah. In a potato.
Yep, in a potato. I thought about one year actually making that into a suit type of a thing to wear with my fursuit to walk around cons. Uh-huh. But then cons weren't a thing.
Oh, so that was...
They're coming back.
Yeah, just start on your potato. It's going to be a very loaded one to make. Oh, no, that was...
Don't.
Yeah, oh, please. So you haven't made a... But you want to do a comic thing. I would love to see a comic thing. If that's any, like, impetus, I think is a word. It's a word that I've heard, and I don't have any idea if I'm using it in the right context, but I'm going to say if it's any impetus, you have to say it like that, too. Can you say it like that?
I don't know if I can say it. Say it again. I took it from you.
He can't say it now. He's lost it.
Impetus.
That works.
There we go.
Okay, so yeah, where was I going with this? Oh yeah, hi. So if that's any impetus, whatever that means, I would love to see a comic from you. I would pay money for that, actually. So if that helped, I bet there's other furs out there that would pay money for that too, actually. So we should start a fund. A tater, you must draw a comic now fund.
Okay, I'll think on it real hard.
Real hard. Okay, good.
I'll start it, and my ADHD is just like, hey, look, you were doing that. And I was like, oh yeah, I was. Cool.
Yeah, right. And then you'll be like, oh yeah, I was doing that too. And like, yeah.
Yeah.
Good. So you've been drawing and doing art for a long time. You've done stickers, which are amazing. You've done some con badges. I know because you've done some for me, and they've all been amazing and wonderful. And I think you've done like some pictures, like some full-size pictures.
I think I have. Yeah, I think I've done some for you.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, I think there's one. So maybe I'm leading up to nothing now, but I'll try it anyway. What is the biggest project you've ever worked on?
I guess it depends on how you're talking about biggest. If you're talking like size wise, I did like a 10-foot mural for a cat rescue that's local down here.
10-foot?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was really hard.
That's so cool.
I'm short.
What cat rescue was that for? And you, it's true. Did you have to get on a ladder?
I did. And
oh, that's scary.
Yeah, just scary. It was. Well,
good for you.
She's not 10 feet tall.
So it just stands to reason
that she'd have to get on a ladder. Yeah,
that's
unless she knew how to float. And if she does, I want to see that.
If she yes, definitely. Well, she at least bounces, so that's a good start.
I don't fly; I bounce well.
Okay, good. But that makes getting the like high parts really hard because you only have a split second to draw the top ear or something.
Yeah, and that just takes too long. So it's just like I'm gonna get a ladder. This is fine.
So what kitty rescue was that for? That's exciting.
It's called Kitty Cat Haven. They're local here in Chehalis, which is where I'm from. Hmm. And they are an adult cat rescue. They work on taking animals from the shelters that wouldn't necessarily get adopted out fast enough for what a shelter can hold them for. So the ones that have like attitude issues or health issues and stuff like that.
Okay. Very, very cool. Yeah. Very cool. So... can we still see that mural, or was that too long ago? It's like washed away by now.
Oh no, it should. I hope it's still up there. It's actually it's downtown. I could probably find a picture and send it to you if you want to see it. But yeah,
I would love that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And you just spilled a thing.
My Pokemon came after me.
Your oh, Pokemon? No. Oh yeah. No,
Pokemon caught you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's like, you think you got to catch them all, but sometimes they got to catch all of you.
Exactly. But if you're not speaking size-wise, I think the other biggest thing that I've done, I'm the artist for a group called Fruit Bat Cave Creations.
Oh, yeah, I know them.
I do a lot of their artwork. I love fruit animals. I've done some posters for Anther Northwest when its first year was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess I think that's probably about it.
Yeah. I mean, that's wonderful. That's more than I've done. What do? I chase my tail and it gets mad at me for doing so. So that's a lot more accomplished.
You do a podcast. That's pretty exciting.
Well, I don't know. Barely does a podcast. I just sit here and like say things that don't make any sense at all. So I don't know. So yeah, if you send us a picture, maybe Barely, can we like link it from the website or something?
Absolutely.
Put it on the YouTube. Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be awesome.
Put it on the YouTube, on the Twitter.
On the Twitter, with the tweets, as Uncle Kage once said.
Yes, with the tweeters, yes.
With the tweeters, that's right, that's right. No, that's very awesome. So, I think you actually... I was very dramatic. I'll do it again. Are you ready?
Hit me with it.
So, snap. Not crochet.
Well, sew the buttons.
No, see, that doesn't... No, you gotta sew the buttons, don't crochet the buttons. Exactly. I don't... I'm so sorry.
You say so many times. I've been meaning to say buttons, and I kept forgetting about it until just now.
Oh my fuck!
I'm into dad
Well,
jokes.
I mean, this is what poor Barely has to put up with, like twice a week, actually. So, okay. So anyway, I think you alluded to this before, but do you stream?
I kind of sort of do. I do stream, but mostly you're going to find it over on TikTok, which oddly, I'm not known for my furry stuff on TikTok at all. It's more like my Pokemon stuff. I do a lot of Pokemon like art, my streams, or like gaming, or me showing off my Pokemon car.
Oh nice. You're one of those.
Yeah, I'm a nerd.
Now I know about you.
But yeah, because I have the gear stuff for it, because I used to do my own podcast. I used to do a paranormal podcast. So I'm like, I have the gear. Cool. I might as well use it.
Nice. Yeah, it's true. And so do you, along with the Pokemon stuff over there on TikTok, do you also, you know, work and show others how to use chives and cheese correctly for their baked potatoes?
I try to. I feel like the chives and cheese is very classic. So I like to sprinkle it up a little bit, be like, hey guys, try this instead. This is how you make your potatoes happy.
And you know, the bacon bits.
Exactly.
Always, bacon bits.
Bacon, where's the bacon? I smell bacon, gotta be bacon, only one thing smells like bacon, that's bacon! Bacon.
Barely, you better answer me correctly on this. Bacon bits on the baked potato?
Why would you not?
See, okay, same. We are of the same fluff, right? Okay. Yeah. Do you like the actual, for both of you, actually, because this is totally on topic, but Tater knows me, this anyway, for both of you, big question is, do you like the little kind of shaky bacon bits that you get in the little shaky thing, or do you like the chunks of bacon that also comes in the shaky thing, I guess? So the real bacon bits where it's actually little, little parts of a bacon?
Well, actually, I like to make my own bacon bits, because I will make bacon, I will make bacon every Sunday. And usually we'll have 3 or 4 pieces left over. We'll let them cool down and then chop them up into little tiny bits and put them in the bags. So we can
very
put
nice.
On all sorts of things on our salads, on our taters.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, salad. Yeah. Oh, this pup totally approves. See, there's a reason I brought this up. And how about you, Tater?
I am not that fancy. I cannot cook, but I do like to buy the real stuff in a bag that's already like not, because I feel like the shaker ones is just salt. It's just bacon flavored salt.
Is this bacon flavored salt? No, that's a good point there. But if you don't have the real stuff, if you can have the bacon flavored salt, the bacon flavored salt, if you can get that.
The bacon flavored salt.
Yes, if you can get that, then hold on to, because you'll never find it anywhere else.
Bacon.
Yeah.
It's bacon, I tell you.
You find it next to the hinder fruit on aisle 4.
On aisle 4. Okay. Only in South America.
Only in South America, though, as we just learned.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, hi. I had another important... Oh, yeah, because... So I knew you did some streaming because I popped up on... I popped up in you. I popped in on you at one time.
Yeah, I am on Twitch. I don't use it a whole lot. I might get back in more into doing that, though. I should do that.
Yeah. I think other furs would like to watch you work your magic, Fluff, and learn about Chibi in the process.
Exactly.
And chives. So, you've been doing more commissions lately, which is very cool. And I know that because your thing says commissions closed currently. And I'm so excited to see it. I wag for that because that means you're like getting some some business and stuff, and that's exciting. I mean, you deserve it. So do you think that the pandemic has brought you more or less commissions, or about the same?
It's weird. I thought, like, with the pandemic going on that I would get less commissions because people being out of work and stuff like that. But, like, I don't know if because, like, my personal life has changed to the point where I could be more on top of all the commissions and drawing in commissions and drawing people in. But I really haven't seen it decrease at all. If anything, I think it's just increasing.
Oh, cool.
Because I'm reaching different people now. Your Telegram sticker set that I did for you has hit so many other people that come and message me, and they're like, I love Taven's stickers. Can you make me stickers? And I'm like, I would love to make you stickers.
Well, I use them quite often, so I'm glad to know that I'm helping spread the word of the tater. Neat, 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 neat. So how much do your commissions typically go for? Stickers, con batches, just if you were to do like a picture for some for, I mean, of course, the prices vary depending on things, but what do you think your general range would be?
My Telegram stickers start at about $5. I've been told on multiple occasions that I'm way undercutting myself, and that's a possibility maybe, but I don't see the point. The reason I do my art, I'll go into that a little bit. Let me rail it back here. Telegram stickers are about $5. My badges are about $20. I don't really get into being super expensive.
Nice.
It's, for me, I like being able to, because it is a market if you look at it in a financial way. So you gotta play the market a little bit. But I also like being affordable, because not everyone can afford something big and amazing. And
right, exactly.
For me, it's, I like being able to draw something for someone and it making them smile and being like, hey, look at this, I got it from Tater. And then their friend could be like, hey, I also got this from Tater too. And just being that reason to make someone smile or doing little things to brighten someone's day means a lot to me. So I'm not too concerned on making the big buck at the end of the night.
Cool. No, that's very cool. I don't know if I thought about that way. It's like you could bring furs together and you don't really realize it or know that you're going to do that because like I have this from Tater and I have this from Tater and there's so many Taters that I have lots of vitamins now.
All the vitamins.
At least from the skin I heard anyway.
That's how I build my tater tot army.
See, there you go. Exactly. And where can we see your art and get commission info? And if some for out there wanted to see what your art looks like, where's good places to go to see that?
The best places is Telegram, honestly. I have a like a fan group or a fan page on Telegram where I believe it's just the Tater, I think. Or it might be the Ink Blog, I think. I'm not quite sure. I remember where I threw my phone at. Oh, there it is. I'm like, I can look at that up real quick. I'm also on Instagram. I'm just really bad at posting there, but I'm on Instagram as the Tater Studios.
Tater Studios. The Tater Stew.
Yeah, the Tater Stew.
Studios.
Yeah, and on Telegram, it's Tater Ink Blog. Lot, which is where I post a lot of my stuff. Yeah.
Nice.
And I post when I'm open, when I'm closed, if I'm doing any deals or like flash sales, I'll post them there. I also like just put updates of random things.
My microwave went ding.
See, your microwave knows what's up. It's like, hey, yeah, let's go there. That sounds great.
Exactly, exactly. Cool. Very, very, very cool. And is like commission info, like if Sumfer wanted to commission from you, is that the best way to do it? Just to go to the Tater Ink Blot?
That's the best way to get a hold of me, I think. I think you can actually contact me there. Or you can hit up my normal Telegram, which is just the Tater03, I think. I'm not even sure what my names are anymore. Everything's the Tater or the Tater03 if you want to find me on any social media.
So just try one of the two.
Eventually you'll get someone that has no idea what you're talking about.
And then you'll know. Yeah. That's the wrong one.
My bad. Yeah, I'm the Tater on Telegram, so if anyone wanted anything. But the Inkblot one, you can see my prices and stuff like that.
Cool. Very, very cool. So, cons. We started talking about cons a little bit ago. You went to your first con. Was Rainforest back in, what did you say, 2016?
2012.
2012. Yeah. I was way off. My posies don't count very well. And what cons would you typically go to in the long, long ago?
I would typically go to Rainforest when that was a thing. I went to BFLC. 1 year. I hit up a lot of the anime cons, like Sakura Con. One that I've gone to a lot that's local down here, it's Laser Con. And I really, really like that one. It's a little free one-day con. I wanted to hit up some more, but then, you know, the whole COVID thing hit. And they're slowly coming back, which I'm excited for. I'm hoping to hit some up when they start coming back safely.
Yeah. And you've been to A&W. Or did you say that and I missed
it? I don't know if I said that or not, but I have been to A&W.
Because I remember seeing and hugging you there. So there you go.
Yeah, I went to that the first 2 years, I think, or...
I want to say the first 2 years.
I know I went there for the first... Yeah, it was... Now I'm not sure. I know I went 1 year, and that was, like, my first year, and I did a bunch of stuff, and either I was going to go... I don't know how many they've had so far. They've had three?
They've had three. Okay. Yeah, they were going to have their fourth one, and then, you know, everything happened, but...
Yeah, I went to the first two, and then the third one, I wasn't actually able to attend. I had to deal with some cancer-related things, and... That Gabriel is super nice. Oh. I adore him. He was just like, yeah, hey, I know you can't afford it. We'll help you out if you want to come. And I'm like, as much as I would love to, like, I can't push myself yet. But
yeah, Gabriel's very good. Well, I'm so glad that you're doing better. You look like really good.
Yeah, it's all, I'm all good, all clear.
All good. You're, and all pink on top.
Exactly.
Exactly. Barely, are you all pink on top?
No, I'm gray on top. Have you not seen
it? Oh, you can change it if you want.
Do I not see you? What's... I don't know. I
change it to pink. I don't know. I think the husband would be a little upset if I had pink hair one day.
I cannot picture you with pink hair. That's nope. An interesting thought. That's interesting. So at cons, what would you typically like to do? I mean, different firsts like to do different things. Some do the dances. Some like to go to the panels. Some like to just hang out. Some do everything. How about you?
I honestly really like people watching. I like to just sit and see what everyone else is doing. Because I'm super shy. Even in my fursuit, like, it's hard for me to kind of like pop out there and be like, hello.
Hello.
But like, I like people watching. I like browsing the dealer's den, looking at people's artwork and stuff like that. I really do like supporting local artists and small artists.
Yeah.
Some panels.
Depending on the panel. Yeah. Of course, it changes every con. So do you ever have a table in the dealer's den, or have you?
I have at BlazerCon. I was at a table with Fruitback Cave Creations and me and Nightshade, who runs that. We did a booth there, which was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty fun. I didn't think about it.
It was fun. That's good. Was it? Now that you think, I'm glad I'm making you think about it, because you're probably like, no, I'm never doing that. That was horrible experience.
Much work.
But now you're like, yeah. So actually, that actually hits on my next question about that is, I mean, I imagine it is a lot of work. What is the best and worst part of doing a dealer's den at a con?
I think the best part for me, at least, what I really like is just seeing the people that come up and kind of getting like their 5 minute story where they just want to talk and say, hey, you know, this is what I like, da da da. I was doing pay what you want sketches during that one, and I am like a little crow. I will draw for anything during those. Like, it could be a shiny piece of paper. It could be like a dollar. This one person gave me like $20 in Canadian, and I'm like, I don't know, but this is really cool looking. I will draw whatever you want.
Nice.
I've had people give me rocks before just because they're like, hey, look, it's shiny, and I'm like, oh, gimme. Okay.
Gimme, I'll do that. Have you ever drawn a piece of paper?
Yes.
Well, you said a shiny piece of paper.
I'm gonna find you at a con and have like baubles and beads and go, here, draw me something.
Please do. I'm excited now.
Have you ever drawn a piece of air?
Fluff,
yes. I mean, air, technically, yeah, because it's like you do those swirlies, I guess.
And, and as long as you don't touch the paper, right? Oh, no, you mean the swirl... That, no, I know what you mean now. Yeah, right. That is right. And do you know what's left?
The worst part? Or?
Not the tater when I'm done eating it, because it had all the bacon bits.
Oh, good. As they should.
Nope. So, speaking of con memories, do you have a few favorite con memories? And now, this is an unfair question, I know, because every time I ask any further this question, they're like, oh, there's so many, that's not unfair. But does anything stand out just out of the blue? I don't know.
I think probably one of my favorite all-time con memories I have actually was my first convention that I went to, because I was super, super nervous. I didn't know what to do. And I think that shows even in a fursuit, because like, it's not magically going to be a cure for any of your shyness. But I think that was showing, and a friend of mine, named Skyan, he just like, he came up, I had this little squeaky toy, he came up, he took the squeaky toy and he ran off with it. And I was like, oh gosh, what do I do? Like, so it kind of just pursued into this thing. And it was a nice opening to what the fandom was and like fursuiting and stuff was, and getting to have that part, mm-hmm. which I kind of do now for other furs. So like at BlazerCon, I met two young furs. One name is Toothpaste and then it was Nico. And they're like 13. They're just kids, and getting to be that experience for them is really awesome. I think that's probably some of my favorite con memories.
Cool. Very, very, very cool. Very magical stuff, as you know, especially those first cons.
Oh, yeah.
So is there anything else you would like our listeners to know about you and or your work?
Hi, I'm your neighborhood friendly potato. Awa, awa.
Awa, awa.
You can find me anywhere potatoes are sold.
And don't forget that it's in the shelter next door. No, the shed next
door.
The room next door. It's in the room next door. I totally botched that, but that's what I do because I am a pup.
I think probably the only other thing about me that I like to kind of dabble on a lot is I'm a big voice and advocate for DID awareness and ending the stigma behind the negativity behind that.
DID.
What is DID? I always mess this up because I always want to say it out of order. Dissociated Identity Disorder. It used to be known as Multiple Personality Disorder.
And
I'm very big on talking about that and trying to end the stigma behind it being something bad or things about that, which I want to do more on. I personally don't have it, but my partners do. So I'm waiting for the COVID stuff to kind of get over where we can kind of get together because I'm in a super long distance relationship. So we can start doing more talks and videos about that.
Nice.
For any fur that is interested in learning more about this or helping out, maybe supporting, sending some money to some foundation or something, is there some place they can go to find out more?
If you want to find out more information about it, the internet is great. A lot of people with DID are speaking up on YouTube and stuff like that, which is a good place to get the information. There are some places like on Instagram. I can't think off the top of my head the names from. They have local groups that you can help support to let them kind of come together and talk about what's going on. But like with DID as it is, it's not like something you can just cure. I don't want to call it a mental disease or anything like that, but it is a mental condition that happens that once you have it, you're going to have it.
So you have to live with it and learn to cope with other people about it. So it's great that there's these groups out there to help.
Yeah. Well, as we wrap up our visit with you, Tater, is there any words of wisdom or parting shot that you'd like to give to the fandom as a whole?
I would say have fun.
Whole tater.
The whole taters. All the tater tots out there. Just taking everyone making them a tater tot. Have fun with it. It's an amazing community. You can really build each other up in the community. And there is drama and stuff like that, like with anything. It's going to get to you. But try not to. Be the person that you needed as a kid. And just vibe. We're all on this little rock floating through the sky together. Just spread understanding and love on it.
Nice. I like that. That's very good. Be the person that you needed as a kid. Yeah. I like that.
And I have to ask, which is totally separate from that, and I don't know why you didn't ask this before, but have you seen the Crispy Chicken Nummy Tots?
No, what? She hasn't. We'll
is
send
that
her
like
a link.
Yours, like your episode 2? I think I remember something about that.
Well, there's the original, and then there's the sequel.
The sequel. The award-winning film.
But the sequel is called Crispy Dreamin', and I don't know. But that one's more about the chicken, not as much about the tots, I think. No, it's about both, I guess. I don't know.
I haven't, but I would love to see it.
We'll send you a link. It's on the YouTubers thing. So, you know.
The YouTubers with the skitters.
It's on that YouTuber thing you're seeing. So, well, Tater, thanks for coming on to the show. It's been wonderful to have you. We love your artwork, and we know we love your artwork because we have several pieces of it among our staff. And not least, of course, would be Tabin, who has your stickers and your artwork and all our stuff. And then we have Moritz and Rain and all that kind of stuff. So it's really nice to have you on the show since we are a participant of your art.
Participant of your art. I see. Yes. I like that phrase, too.
Thank you so much.
All right, Tater. You have a great evening. We'll talk to you next time.
See you next time, Tater.
Tater and her tots. Well, there you go. The Tater and the tater tots. I didn't realize when I said that. I was trying to be funny because sometimes I'm funny, sometimes I'm not. But it then turned out that she actually had tater tots.
She actually already had that. Yep. So you foreshadowed. You foretatered.
I foretatered that. Tots. I did. So
nice.
Yeah.
Now, she's very nice, very fun and good to talk to. Well, I mean, I don't have to tell you, but for any further that's listening, Tater does amazing artwork. Very, very cute. As she said, apparently because of the sticker she did for me, a lot of furs want her stuff. So check out her stuff. It's very good.
Indeed. Check out her stuff. And in fact, if you're on the Telegram chat with the BFFT chat, you see her work all the time with Tabin and Rain and Moritz. All of the...
Yep. Between us, it's like that's all the chat.
That's all the chat is all her art. There you go.
You don't actually need to go to her Tater ink blot because you can just go to BFFT and you'll get all her stuff.
Anyway. Yeah, most of her stuff. Yep. There you go. All right. So it's time for Furries in the News.
I don't know.
music's running out. Hurry up. Hurry up.
Okay. That's right. The music. Okay, right.
There's some music in the background. Hurry up. Hurry up.
Okay. This is for you, Moritz. The Rye or the Kaiser. What is even going on right now? Moritz, this is all your fault. Oh my cow, Moritz. I'm losing my voice for something. Cha-cha-pa.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow. You
what
know,
is even wrong with me? What?
I don't know. And the funny thing is, after all that, there's not a lot for furries in the news.
Oh, I was building up to
it's
nothing.
Building up to, I know. Well, the problem is, so that's that darn COVID. It's so that hard to find. COVID. It's that darn COVID. It's hard to find anything that furries are doing in the fandom these days.
That's
because
true. That's true.
There's nothing going on. And so all the news feeds are devoid of furry news.
Devoid of fluff.
Yes. In fact, even the WikiFur channel, the WikiFur chat and the live journal has no recent entries. I mean, you know, and you look on Telegram and it's just people and furs. I actually pulled myself out of a couple of furry Telegram chats because they've just gotten nasty.
Oh, really?
I mean, they've just gotten people. Furs are just chipping at each other all the time. It's like, I don't have time for this crap. I am on so many fur Telegram channels. It's like, I don't need negativity furry.
No.
I go to furry because it's positive. I don't need negativity.
It's very positive.
Positive, yes. So furs out there, let's get this COVID done.
Let's get vaccinated.
Let's get out there. Let's start being furry again.
Yeah, we tried it. We tried the COVID thing because why not?
It didn't work.
We'll just try it. I don't think it works too well. I think
let's see how effective it is to lock down a country. Doesn't work.
It's actually not as fun as you might think.
No.
Hey, instead of locking down a country, let's lock down the entire world. Like
world.
The whole planet Earth. Let's just lock it down for a year. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Turns out it's not as fun as you might think.
Turns out not so much fun. You're correct. Ooh.
Nice experiment, but there it is.
Failed. Yeah, there you go. I like to put in there, heard on the chat. So something that popped up in the BFFT chat today was that somebody said, well, the chat would not be the podcast would not be the same without Barely or Tabin. And it's like, well, yeah, it's their podcast. Well, of course it wouldn't be the same.
There's logic there.
And then that same person says, well, Tabin is like the waiter who only brings the wrong order.
Well, yeah, I can see that. It's like not even on the menu. So
right, it's not even on the menu, and Tabin brings it out, and the customers look across the table, and they ordered hinder fruit, and they've got barking pineapples. I mean,
instead,
you know, instead, it's like,
oh yeah, I was serving that table too. Never mind them; it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. So
okay, but there is a truth to that. Yeah,
there is a truth to that, but that's what makes being with Tabin all that much fun, because you never know what's going to happen what's going to come out.
I do know it's kind of true that with me, there's never a dull moment. It's never necessarily a good moment, but it's not a dull one.
That's not dull moment. No, that's true. That's very, very true. Let's see. Upcoming events. We do have one upcoming event on June 26th in Austria, in Wald im Pinzgau.
Pinzgau,
Austria. On June 26th through July 3rd. It's known as the Lakeside Furs, and it's mostly for furry authors in the Germany, Austria area. Their claim to fame is nightly story sharing with everybody. So you would fit right in, except you'd have to speak German.
That would put a damper on things, because I don't typically speak German. I don't know. But
no.
At least it, as we say, I guess, I guess now we say this. It wouldn't.
Do we?
Apparently, we say this. Whatever happens, it wouldn't be a dull moment. It wouldn't necessarily be a good moment, but it would not be a dull one.
A dull moment. No? Yeah, there you go. All right. Okay. Well, I think it's time that we should get to your story. You have a story this week.
Yeah? I do. I have a story.
And what's the name of the story? What's the title? Well, the name, but it doesn't have a name. It has a title. Stories don't have names.
It's like, no, this is Bob, my story.
Meet Bob.
Meet Bob.
What about Bob? Remember those commercials for Smiling Bob?
Smiling television? Bob.
Smiling Bob? You don't remember those commercials?
I don't.
Oh, it was for natural male enhancement.
Oh.
This is Bob. This is Bob's wife. She's a very happy wife because Bob has used whatever the natural male enhancement was.
Okay.
He's like getting out of a pool and he's wearing tights and all the ladies are like, ooh.
This is Bob. Bob is looking cool. And with a call to Ensign about natural male enhancement, Bob is living large. In a few short weeks, Bob has a big new spring of confidence, a generous swelling of pride, and the one thing every man deserves, a little well-earned respect from the neighborhood.
I am so confused. Anyway, so the title of my book is It's Not Easy Being a Bunny.
All right.
So shall we hear about why?
Why is it not so easy to be a bunny?
This book was written by Marilyn Sadler and illustrated by Roger Bolin. Here is the story of why it's not easy being a bunny. PJ Funny Bunny was very sad. He did not like being a bunny. His mother made him eat cooked carrots every day. He had far too many brothers and sisters. And his ears, they were very big. One day, PJ decided to leave home. I don't want to be a bunny anymore, said PJ. I want to be a bear. So PJ went to live with the bears. But when the bears went to sleep for the winter, PJ could not sleep at all. Which I guess is kind of funny because his name is PJ. And so apparently he wasn't wearing any because otherwise he'd be sleepy if he was wearing some PJs.
Well, if I put PJs on, that doesn't make me sleepy.
Oh.
It makes me comfortable, but it doesn't make me sleepy.
Oh, maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Living with the bears was not very exciting. So PJ said, I don't want to be a bear. I want to be a bird. And so PJ went to live with the birds.
Okay.
Why not? PJ liked being a bird until he tried to fly. So PJ said, I don't want to be a bear or a bird. I want to be a beaver. Of course, right? That's the next logical
Of course, step. Because, yeah.
So PJ went to live with the beavers.
Hang on a second. Wait a minute. I see a theme here. He only wants to be animals that are start with the letter B. Bear, bird, beaver. Keep going.
We'll see. Mm-hmm. We're good with letters.
And bunny. Bunny. So he's got four Bs right now. Bunny, this, bear, beaver, bird. So.
This podcast brought to you by the letter B. Apparently, the beavers like to work very hard, but well,
oh my
cow. So the beavers like to work very hard, but you see, PJ did not like to work like at all. So PJ said, I don't want to be a bear or a bird or a beaver. I want to be a... Do you think your theory is going to hold out?
Badger?
No, he wants to be a pig.
Oh, he jumped all the letters all the way to P.
All the way to P.
Okay.
And PJ went to live with the pigs. But the only thing the pigs liked to do was sit in the mud. And there's a picture of like the pigs like sitting there and Bunny's all like covered in mud and not very happy about it.
So he became a chocolate bunny.
So he became a chocolate bunny for Easter.
Nice.
But once Easter was over, he realized, I don't want to be a bear or a bird or a beaver or a pig. I want to be a moose.
Oh, went backwards in the alphabet from P to M.
Yeah, he did. He's all over. And PJ went to live with the moose. But PJ could not make good moose calls. And there's a picture of like a moose, like in big letters going, mook. Apparently they say mook. But it's going mook. And then there's a little picture of Bunny going moo, and it's really cute.
I thought moose calls were made on a phone.
P- PJ said, I don't want to be a bear or a bird or a beaver or a pig or a moose. And there's a picture of Bunny running away and there's all five of those animals watching him leave. PJ says, I want to be a possum.
A possum. A
possum. And so PJ went to live with the possums. Well, see, the possums liked to hang upside down, but hanging upside down gave PJ a hangout. He's hanging from his little feetsies.
His little feet paws. Okay.
But hanging upside down gave him a headache. So PJ said, I don't want to be a bear or a bird or a beaver or a pig or a moose or a possum. I want to be a skunk.
Oh, okay.
And so PJ went to live with the skunks. And guess what?
It did not take
PJ very long at all to find out that he did not like to live with the skunks.
Of course not. Why would you like to live with the skunks?
No, exactly. Did he not? No. He didn't think about this beforehand, I think.
He did not, no.
So PJ said, I don't want to be a bear or mm-hmm. a bird mm-hmm. or a beaver or a pig mm-hmm. or a moose or a possum or most of all a skunk. What I really want to be, I realize, is I want to be a bunny.
Good for him.
Good for him. Sometimes it takes time. So PJ hurried home. The funny bunnies were very happy to see him. PJ was very happy to see them.
The funny bunnies?
That's their last name, the funny bunnies.
Oh, I thought maybe it was a comedy troupe.
No, apparently not.
Okay.
So that night, PJ ate all of his cooked carrots and played with every one of his brothers and sisters. He was so happy to be a bunny again that he did not care that his ears were very big. At least everyone can see that I am a bunny, PJ said, and not a bear or a beaver or a pig or a bird or a moose or a possum or a skunk. The end.
Yay, yay, PJ. PJ, ooh, the bunny.
Move the bunny, move our fluff, fluff. Fluff?
Fluffed? Flucked?
I don't even know.
Flucked?
With a blender shield.
Well, I'm not a fig plucker or a fig plucker's son, but I'll pluck your figs till the fig plucker comes.
That would be very hard for me to say.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Oh, my cow. That is insane that you actually were able to just say that. How many times did you have to practice that?
Well, I've known that since I was a wee cub and Boy Scouts, a wee cub.
So kudos, shout out to Barely.
The fig plucker. Shout out to Barely the fig plucker. Because you talked about figs a couple of weeks ago, too. So
it's true. It's true. Them. I did. You have to pluck them, apparently.
You have them to pluck your figs. And they're wasps. And if you don't have a wasp, you don't have a fig. Clearly, because the fig plant will die.
Clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a hinder fruit... I'm done.
Hinder fruits don't need a wasp.
They don't. They're pretty good on their own. They do a good job on their own.
Yeah, they prefer Catholics.
Instead of wasps. Yeah, that I'm not following there.
So a term for white Anglo-Saxon Protestant is wasp.
It's wasp. Oh. Mm-hmm.
So they don't, I see. They prefer Catholics, not wasps.
I see. One of those jokes where you like have to know stuff, and I don't know
you
any
have
stuff.
Have to know
though.
Stuff, right? But speaking of jokes, I think it's time for us to get to some really bad jokes. It's a really bad joke week.
Because this whole week has not been a really bad joke. I mean,
nor has this episode been a really bad joke.
Exactly.
We need to add more to it.
More to it. It's the Rye or the Kaiser or the wheat or the white. Maybe ooh. I can suggest an appetizer. Stay ooh. Away from the tuna. It smells funny tonight, but you just can't go wrong with the rye. Okay, whatever.
Wow.
That took a nasty turn.
Ooh.
That took a very ooh. Nasty turn.
Have you got your book with you today?
I do. On that note, I do.
On that note, that was a very low guttural
note. Low, horrible note.
So for everyone listening, Tabin's book is called...
Funny Jokes and Foxy Riddles.
And is that an accurate title?
No.
Okay. That's what I thought.
That's right. So this is a book from 1968. So these are 1968 jokes where I haven't read any of these before I'm reading them now. So they can go either way. And the way is usually really bad. And in fact, so bad that we don't even understand what they mean. And we need other first to tell us what they even mean.
Sometimes.
We'll see how these go. We'll see.
All right. To be fair, I search out bad jokes. In fact, I spend a couple of hours a week when we do the really bad jokes. Wow, I'm really not talking very well tonight. The barely really bad jokes or the really barely bad jokes. I search out bad ones. That's the difference. All right, so I'm going to let you start with your very first joke. What do you have for us as a really bad joke, Taven?
Well, Jim says, and again, disclaimer, this pup has not read these jokes yet, so you could go either way. So Jim says, your pants look very sad today. And Bob says, what do you mean? And Jim says, depressed. You get that? I mean, is that a thing?
They're not pressed. They're wrinkled.
A wrinkle. That was the most stupid thing on earth. That was like so bad.
Well, you haven't heard my first one yet. What do you call a group of crows that falls apart?
I'm not even going to guess. Just tell me.
It's an attempted murder. Because a group of crows is a murder.
Oh, is it? Another one of those things you have to know things. Okay.
You have to know things. Yeah. Moritz, there you go. It's a crow. We need to have Moritz on the show again.
Apparently.
We call him back all the time. Poor Moritz.
Oh, my fluff. So Mr. B says, doctor, will I be able to read with these glasses? The doctor says, well, yes. And Mr. B says, well, good, because I've never been able to read before. I knew you would like know what's happening the second.
Well,
I said
that was like the, you know, after the accident, I said to the doctor, will I ever be able to play the piano? And he says, well, I don't see why not with proper treatment. Well, good, because I've never been able to play the piano before. Wacka, wacka, wacka. Anyway, so I made some fish tacos the other night, but they just ignored them and swam away.
Those fish, they're not appreciative. I really like that. I really like that. Like, you have no idea how much I like that. Do you know why, Mr. Barely? The woman on a deserted island. Wow, I have to read this correctly. Words are actually important.
Words are important, yes.
So I'll just say, why is a woman on a deserted island like a woman in a store?
I don't know. Why is a woman on a deserted island like a woman in a store?
Okay, I have to give this one a second just to
let it sink in.
So yes, ask me again, Barely.
Why is a woman on a deserted island like a woman in a store?
Well, she's always looking for a sale.
Oh,
my fuff. Okay.
Did you hear about the fur who was addicted to seaweed?
No, you know, I think I missed this. What happened with the fur that was addicted to seaweed?
I told them to see kelp.
You should definitely seek help. Okay, I'm liking these. I'm liking what's going on here.
You like those? Yeah.
This is good.
Okay.
But I really want to know something. I have this curiosity, and maybe you know the answer. So what would the nation be if all the cars were red?
A red carnation?
Yes. I mean, is that even... That's I could say punchline? It was...
I would say it was pink. It would be a pink carnation, like a pink, like the flower, but red carnation. Okay.
No, yeah. A red carnation.
Okay. Okay. I have two more jokes and they're math.
I just realized there's a flower joke in there. Okay. I just got it.
Carnation. It's a carnation. Yeah. A red carnation.
Anyway,
I have two more jokes and they're both math related, which you will get a kick out of these. Okay.
I like math. It turns out. Have you heard that, Barry?
I've heard that about you. You're a math puppy. Mathy pup.
Mathy pup.
So, we all know that 6 was scared of 7 because 7 ate 9.
Yes. I think that's very ubiquitous.
But why? Why did 7 eat 9?
Because there was 10 of them.
No, because you should always eat 3 squared meals a day.
3 squared meals a day.
Because 3 squared is 9. 9.
That's true.
Wacka, wacka, wacka.
Wacka, wacka, wacka. Oh my cow. So what do you think is the best paper to make a kite out of? I bet you know the answer to this.
I'm going to say fly paper.
You are going to say the correct response.
And my final joke. So I was in Bend a couple of weeks ago, and a cowboy asked me if I would help him round up 18 cows. Of course, I said. That would be 20 cows.
So say that again.
A cowboy asked me if I would help him round up 18 cows. And I said, uh-huh. Of course, that would be 20 cows.
I got it. I hate that it took me so long to... Oh my cow. I'm the worst that I can't... It took me so long to get that. Okay, got it. So good. That was great. That was great. I love it.
That was my final joke.
Well, so there were these two eyes on someone's head.
Oh, well, good, because that's the best way
that's
to have.
That's the best place to have them, from what I hear.
I mean, or on your potatoes.
I'm no doctor. Yeah, maybe a potato. But yeah. So what did one eye say to the other eye?
I can see you.
Well, he saw him. Apparently, mm-hmm. they're hims, but... But he also noticed that, you know, I don't know what it is, but between us, there's something that smells. And there it is.
And there it is. I think it's time we put the brakes on this episode and let our listeners get about their busy lives, because now they're saying, well, there's an hour and a half. I'll never get back again.
Oh, that was like 3 hours. They'll never get back again.
I want to thank our guest, Tater. Thanks to all of you who listen and support our little show. We can't do it without you. We do it for you. We do it with you. We don't do it to you unless, you know, if that's the case, then we need to have a chat. But anyway, we truly appreciate your love and support. So until next time, I say unto you, moo bark fluff and stay furry.
And I say thank you, everyone, for listening. If you're still listening, that's so amazing. If you really are. But yes, so in case that wasn't apparent, my name is Taven, and I am very happy that you went on this journey with us, with me and Barely, this fine, fine evening or morning, whatever it is you're doing this as. That sentence didn't make any sense. Barely explain that sentence to me. Whatever you're doing that as...
Whatever you're doing that as, either as a person or a fur or a
or
slug.
Or a bear or a moose or a skunk or a pig or a bunny.
Or a ferret, or Ziggy.
Ziggy, shout out to Ziggy. Yes, so thanks so much to everyone for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. We hope you entertained and educated you. We always have so much fun doing this. So we're glad you could join us in this. And so, yes, until next week, we wag, we bark, moo bark fluff every fur. Until next week, have a good one.
Barely Furcasting is an Injured Nerves studio production and is found on all major podcast platforms or can be heard directly at barelyfurcasting.com. The opinions expressed here are those of the hosts and their guests, and no commercial compensation was granted. The Furcast is produced, recorded, and directed by me, Barely Normal, a.k.a. Mike Began, and is edited by myself and our associate editors, Rain Raccoon and Bixby Wolf. This week's interview was edited by Rain Raccoon. Opening and closing theme music, as well as some interstitial music, was created for Injured Nerves Productions for the use on the podcast by our music associate, Reg Day, with Damian Tanuki. If you would like to hear more music by Reg Day, you can search for Tweezerbeak on Bandcamp or Hoop Loop Tunes on SoundCloud. Other interstitial and background music by Shane Ivers through SilvermanSound.com, Gator Tots on SoundCloud.com, and the YouTube Free Use Library. You can send us a message via email at barelyfurcasting@gmail.com or on our Telegram chat at BFFTChat, on Twitter, on our Facebook page, or on the barelyfurcasting.com webpage. The show is supported through donations at ko-fi.com/barelyfurcasting or through Patreon at patreon.com/barelyfurcasting. Thanks for listening. We hope you come back and listen next week.